had a few hits, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She had a wonderful, I guess you'd call, 60s and 70s recording career going on there as a singer. So I didn't know about her acting stuff and at a young age there, but that was very informative.
Yeah, I never knew that either. We tend to think of her solely, you know, for Don't Sleep in the Subway. I know a face, or I know a place, not a face, I know a place. I'm trying to think of other hits of hers. The big one, Downtown, as we mentioned, and she became...
Am I getting confused if I say, I Am Woman, Hear Me Strong?
That was Helen Reddy, same era.
Okay.
But Helen Reddy was the one. Oh, I mentioned Don't Sleep in the Subway. Kiss Me Goodbye was another one. But so many big songs she recorded. And Tony Hatch, I mentioned before, was the composer for a few of her big hits. She's somebody you just know. You know who it is immediately when you hear her voice. I think she is still occasionally performing. I saw a recent interview with her that was contemporary, done just a month or two ago, and she looked great and sounded great. So, you know, at 93, you know, doing quite well.
Yeah, I got a snow story for you. You want to hear it?
Sure, absolutely.
But this time of the year, around Thanksgiving, I was going to photograph a wedding in Franklin, Pennsylvania. So I got up there, and first of all, it went into a cold snap, and I noticed that the bride had a red nose because of the temperature drop. And we got through with the wedding okay, and by the end of the wedding, it was snowing like crazy. And they didn't want me to drive home, so I ended up sleeping in a basement in Franklin with about 20 people that I never knew before.
it amazes me how different the weather can be there compared to how it is here. I had no idea there was that much snow earlier this week.
Well, the ground was so warm around here, it took a while to develop enough to accumulate anything. I think it had around 3 inches, I think, we had on my vehicle sitting out there. But further north, they got a lot more snow up there and a little higher up in the snow belt. The worst part about it was the wind. It was darn cold. My goodness.
It did get cold. Yeah. Absolutely. It got quite cold. I try to put off breaking out the winter coat as long as I can, but I finally had to dust it off to go outside a little bit earlier this week. It got a bit too chilly. Well, a charge to you, and thank you for being with us, as always.
And always my pleasure.
And Petula Clark is who we were looking for. Petula Clark. I almost made her Patchouli Clark. Congratulations. If you came up with her, as we are broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Bricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org. Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Mommy and Dad are never nervous or mad when you teenagers go downtown. Daddy and Mom just stay at home and keep calm and watch the Late Late Show uptown. 'Cause when you kids are gone, we get to spend some time alone here. That's our only chance to use the bathtub or the phone here when you're away. Besides, we're stuck where we are because you kids took our money, you kids took our car and went downtown. Where can you possibly downtown? It's 20 after 3 downtown. What do you mean by let's fruit? You don't come home till 4 a.m. 'cause you're roaming in the street somewhere downtown. We would feel swell if only someone would tell us what goes on down there downtown. But every time we ask you what you're doing after dark there, you just say that you were frooging to Petula Clark there. That's what I mean. So kids, give your folks a break, because you're driving us crazy. We sit here all night and take Milltown, swallowing pills so we'll downtown, you and your frug and your slop. While we're lying there, we try to watch the television. Then you call us up and say you've had a slight collision. There goes the car. Beside that, you've been arrested. So we've gotta get up and we've gotta get dressed and go downtown. Borrow a car and go downtown. That's where you are, you fix downtown. Wait till I get you kids home. There'll be no more fruging, no swimming, no jerk, no mashed potato, no slop. Now I'll tell you something else, you're going to stay home tomorrow night, and your mother and I are going downtown, and we're going to dance the tango, and the waltz, and the foxtrot, and we're going to do the bunny hug. It's a nice dance.
Alan Sherman at the Saturday Light Brigade.
No more frugging!
He seems to be a little upset about the frug. And I think out of respect... To Petula Clark, we should certainly do a little bit, if not more, of her version. Susan came up with the correct answer as well.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go down.
Good morning also to Kelly McLaughlin.
Worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
And Rich Freeport mentioned her hit, I Know a Place, a great song.
Signs are pretty, how can you lose? The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown.
And if you're just joining us, Petula Clark was the answer to our history riddle from earlier this morning, and today is her 93rd birthday.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows.
Where?
Downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Just listen to the brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown.
And good morning to David in Franklin. Thanks for
waiting for you to
your message. It's nice to have you here with us. Everybody, you ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Downtown. forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go.
And I like to call this part when the elephants come in. Kind of sounds like elephants. That is Petula Clark. And congratulations to you again. If you knew her from our historical, from our last hour. Thank you for being up with us this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. Your company means the world to us. In just a moment, an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Brigade Charade puzzle.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
First, to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Brigade Charade puzzle. This works just like charades, except we have to use words since we have the technology that keeps pictures from infiltrating your home media device. We're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is Take over. Syllable one, placid. Syllable two, in addition to. Syllable three, some are bucks. The clue is take over. And the three syllables of this word have these clues. Placid, in addition to, and some are bucks. The Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. If you know the correct answer, do you think you do?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
By request for Rick, Bob Amos, now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Branches silhouetted high against a pearl gray sky. Facing the wind, I turn my collar up and then I walk to keep warm inside. I stop to watch a lone swan flying south, drifting through the cold November clouds. And then I turn to walk again, thinking all the while about you. Steps crunching softly through the snow, and the leaves below, humming a tune, a single voice echoed by the winds, a lonesome whistle moan. I stand and gaze across the pond, and blow upon my
make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And and I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these stand-by part-time hell on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these stand time, part time, but ill on Church Street blues.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Tony Rice and Church Street Blues, and that's the first of two songs we just played. Especially for Rick, who is in Mooresville, North Carolina. Bob Amos did November. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia. Tommy just called. And I had a chance to chat with him. He knew the correct answer to our brigade charade. Do you? We're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is take over. Take over. Syllable one is placid. Syllable two, in addition to, and syllable three, some are bucks. Some are bucks. You can phone us at 412-200-5975 to share your answer with us. You can go on the air or just let us know you have it. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Mike in Huntsville, thank you for the kind words about the music. I'm glad you enjoyed it. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. Mike, by the way, listening with Jaylene, are in Alabama, and they got the correct answer as well. So did Barbara in Highland Park, Jim in Blackridge, Mike in Mars, Larry in Elwood City also got it. Maybe you came up with the correct answer. We will share the correct answer in just a moment. A lot of calls are still coming in, so I want to give you a moment to solve it if you're still working on it. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. And Georgia, we're glad you were tuned in. Thank you again for your message. And I think we have all the answers that are coming in, at least as of this morning. So we gave you the clue, take over, take over. syllable one, placid. That is calm. Now, the word can either be calm or calm. Both are permissible. And I checked, interestingly, the dictionary gave calm as the first and calm as the second definition. In addition to is and. So you have calm and then some are bucks, deer. So calm and deer, or calm and deer. To take over is to commandeer. Congratulations. If you came up with today's Brigade Charade, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. We'll have another puzzle, our high clue, in about 10 minutes. Mavis Staples has a new record out.
I didn't love, baby.
Here's some of it.
In good words, baby, from above. Ain't always easy to supply. But I ain't giving up, baby. God bless the human mind. Who would dream the sweet design? Even in these days I find, this far down the line, I find good in us sometimes. God bless the human mind. Find a reason. Killed and lost, Daddy. I am the last, Daddy. Last of us. Ain't always easy to believe. I miss my family, Daddy.
Saturday Light Brigade, Mavis Staples, Human Mind is that song. Her new album is called Sad and Beautiful World, and she sounds great there, doesn't she? Ricky and I were just talking off the air about bad haircuts or hair disasters, so to speak. One of Ricky's noted incidents, the Whirlpool incident at a hotel that had put too much cleaning chemical in the Whirlpool, and I noticed the bathing suit I had on, the white cords to tie it, had turned this odd shade of green. I was thinking, oh my, like there's some kind of green cleaner in this whirlpool. And then I looked up at Ricky and I didn't know what to say. Do I say it or don't I say it? Only the ends of her long blonde hair were in the water, and they too had picked up that odd green dye that seemed to be in the water. Should I tell her? Shouldn't I tell her? Should I tell her? Shouldn't I tell her? Is there going to be a mirror here? Of course I let you know. And somehow that seemed like the biggest catastrophe in the world 30-some years ago. Then Ricky mentioned to me, I'd forgotten about this before we were married, she once was lighting her old oven, and out came a bit of a flame, and gone went her bangs, right? And no more bangs after that. Or no, bangs did. But bangs being trimmed, got it. And she just wrote, with the green ends of her hair, she was way ahead of her time. That would be high fashion today, and indeed it is. Funny how those moments can get to us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go, stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him. Strange. Penny Lane is in my ear.
Saturday at Light Brigade with the Barefoot Movement, and they are in Pittsburgh tonight. You can learn more at their website, the Barefoot Movement. Official.com, the Barefoot Movement Official.com. Ricky is auditing this morning's High Clue, and in just a moment, we'll give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge by solving it.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination takes place this weekend at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside, ending on November 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
That was Ellis Dorm. Ellis sounded great on that. I don't mean to sound surprised. Ellis did a great job. He is a technical associate here at SLB. One of his jobs is engineering features as they air here Saturday morning, and also posting them to our website. And if you missed any of last week's segments, he posted them at slbradio.org/catalog just for you. And they included interviews with Teen Peace Initiative participants, also Uyana Kubini, a Coolidge scholar, a preview of Voices for Change and the way it combines the writings of Anne Frank and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and barbershop-style harmonies with the sounds of Pittsburgh chorus. You'll find them all at slbradio.org/catalog. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's High Clue. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Are you ready to see if you can come up with the correct answer? Here it is. Its scales and windows were used by engineers till calculators came. That's your High Clue, and let's make sure you heard it by giving it to you one more time. Its scales and windows were used by engineers till calculators came. Would you like to take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Where the air is clean, the road is straight, all the choices have been made. I'll keep rolling right along, leaning on a traveling song.
Monday, who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God and here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out.
Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Brothers, let us watch and pray and live like Daniel day to day.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
We too can gladly dare and do the things of God who'll take us through.
Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Daniel served the living God and here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
The Saturday Light Brigade. Hearing that just made me think of Kurt Vonnegut when he would say, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is. Bare Bones and Daniel prayed, and before that you heard Billy Strings. Leaning on a traveling song from Highway Prayers. A few answers have come in to our high clue puzzle. Its scales and windows were used by engineers till calculators came. It might have been the HP 35 that did it in, or maybe a TI, a Texas Instruments calculator. Was it? If you know the correct answer or would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 412-200-5975. Good morning to Mike McGann. It's nice to have you tuned in today. Correct answers have come in from Jim in Blackridge, Tommy in North Chesterfield, John and Addie in East Deer, John and Carrick, Rich in Freeport, Mike and Mars, and Zach had a good guess. Zach thought the abacus, and you're on the right track, although it's not the abacus. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer. Tommy, and his answer said, thank you, Koifel and Esser, K-N-E. They did make a lot of these. They came in different shapes and sizes and different... calibrations and scales. And what were they? They were slide rules. Slide rules. Which typically would have two fixed edges of a ruler-like device, each with its own index, and then a center stick that moved in and out with a little window that you also used on top of it. And you could do multiplication and division, logarithms, and other calculations. And it's not too long ago that the slide rule was a standard item that most people would at least learn to use, if not use. And Stewart writes that he may be one of the last graduating classes in 1976 who were given explicit instructions on how to use a slide rule, as calculators in 1972 were not quite common yet. I graduated in high school in 1979, and we were not taught how to use slide rules, but I'm almost certain that my older brothers, who were only, you know, 5-6 years older than me, did have to learn how to use them. Ricky, did you have to learn to use the slide rule? She's nodding her head. That was in Beaver County. Calculators, I'm sure, were available, but you've got a few years on me, not many. I'm pretty sure. I know I had to use logarithmic tables to do calculations by hand, but not slide rules. In any event, that's the answer we were looking for. The slide rule, and we have a link that explains how they work at slbradio.org/radio. Congratulations if you got the correct answer.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. Strong for you, I'm afraid one day I just might disappear. But right now I'm slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a woman became a wife. Lord have mercy. These are the very words she used to describe her life. But she said, a good day is a day I ain't got no pain. But she said, a bad day is when I lay in bed just thinking about things that might have been. But right now, Lord, I'm slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him the reasons for the wrong he done. I came a long ways just to explain. Just this Sunday, he lay sleeping, then turn around, headed home again. He said, son, I'm slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Destination, the more you slip sliding away, Lord have mercy. Sliding away, slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the near your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Lord have mercy, slip sliding away, yeah, slip sliding away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the near your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Summer down, and when the sun turns straight a cold, and naked trees are standing in a shivering row, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. Yes, I get the urge for going when meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down and winter closing in. I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin, and not another man in town darling's heart could win. But when the leaves came trembling down and bully winds did push their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. Yes, she got the urge for going when meadow grass was turning brown, summertime was falling down and winter closing in. The warriors of winter give a cold, triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, all that lives is getting out. Geese in chevron flight, straining and flapping on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, and they've got the wings to go. Yes, they get the urge for going when meadow grass is turning brown, and summertime is falling down, and winter closing. Yeah. went winter out and bolt my watering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have a stay for just another month or so. But she's got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. Yeah, she gets the urge for going when meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter closing in.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Dave Van Ronk.
Thank you. Good night.
Urge for going. A great rendition of that song. He really owns it when he sings that particular tune, doesn't he? You also heard Sliding Away by the Persuasions, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Dan Hicks gets us started with this hour.